to glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right. Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sang.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio.
Yeah, and it's we're about ready to hit 100 episodes and can't even start a goddamn show right.
This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is...
Hey, tune in!
Did you post on Facebook?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh my god, I can't believe I couldn't get the damn thing to start right. First, the damn cart was jammed in there wrong. And then, the damn Betty took over the damn thing and it just started doing its own thing. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Alright, well hey everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
Ooh, three more episodes till Eclipse Magic. I am excited. Ooh. I am so excited. I don't know what to do, but I think I like it.
Hey everyone, this is Anthony in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzy for tonight's episode. Uh-oh. 97 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Uh-oh. Bloody Blue Plate Special? Uh-oh. For Monday, July 31st, 2017. Hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony.
So yeah, wow. How you doing, Joe?
It's one of those nights, you know, the stars are aligned in just the right ways to make everything gremlin-induced.
Gremlins are around. Wow, we're almost at 100 episodes.
I know. Look at what the gremlins are doing to my lighting.
We're going to become syndicated on archive.org.
Syndicated.
Look at that. We're going to have a collection on archive.org, you know?
Oh, you know what? I never got around to actually uploading them.
Well, you need to upload them so we can get a collection on archive.org. I've got the bottle of champagne chilling right now.
Get this. One of our listeners is moving to our state capital, Illinois.
Really?
Yeah, they're moving the entire family. And the reason being is Amtrak really sucks. I guess the ride from Chicago to Springfield and back can be just brought with drunks and prisoners for, being released from jails.
That kind of sounds kind of wrong.
And all sorts of tomfuckery.
Wow. Well, you know, they can tune in to us still, no matter where they're listening. If you are in Chicago, or if you are in Champaign or Springfield, or even if you're in Cedar Rapids, you can tune in anytime. Cheddar Rapids or Fond du Lac. Fond du Lac. And Joe's doing his little happy dance. There you go. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport. K KDPA.
Ooh. We got some breaking news.
Breaking news?
We interrupt this program.
I think so.
Breaking news from the WEED
Newsroom.
Breaking
news card has been activated. So yeah, we started this morning with the news heads, the bobbling news heads going crazy, telling us about this tropical storm that was coming our way, and it actually wound up just petering out. It was supposed to like hang over for like 3 days, and it just kind of like it like by noon it was sunny out. It rained, and that was it. It was, and I look at the weather map. I'm serious. I left work this afternoon, and I look at the weather map on my phone. Excuse me. And we have a caller, too, and I'll get to you in just a moment. And it just showed it was all the way past Orlando. I'm like, that's just ridiculous. All right, so Let me grab this caller here, and then we'll do the news. Oh, I just lost the caller.
We have a caller.
Well, yeah, hold on, caller. The queue will pick you back up in a moment. We'll get you there. Yeah. So it just petered out.
Related caller.
It's a wind related caller.
Hey
caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Ezel.
I think we have Ezel on the phone. That's breaking news in and of itself.
Ooh.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Well, I got a malfunction in the studio over here. My lights are going crazy.
Hey. You know what? I'm a little confused because I was listening and somebody said, I think that was that Betty again. She's screwing my head. I'll tell you, man. She said, there ain't no show tonight. That you're doing a repeat. Is this a repeat or is this a live show?
This is a live show. See, because you're talking to us. If you're talking, if you're listening later, it's not live. It's pre-recorded. But see, since you're talking to us right now, it's live. No, Betty got a little crazy. And she kind of messed it up on us. So Joe will make a Facebook post and announce to the world, please, that it is a live show that Betty was messing with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
I just want to. I wanted to verify. I'll call you guys back, man.
Are you calling into the future?
Yeah, I'm gonna call you back.
That's a first. That's a first for the Joe and Anthony show.
Loosen up a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna loosen up. I'll call you back later.
Okay, Ezel.
All right.
Bye. All right. So we had breaking news. We had a caller. That was breaking
live
news.
Caller.
It was a breaking news live caller. We should have asked him for his report on the hurricane that is now probably already past the edge of the state of Florida and going back out into the Atlantic Ocean. So yeah, that was it. That was it. I was waiting. I was waiting for the direction from higher ups to unplug all electronic equipment and all that, because I've gone through that before and that's been ridiculous. So so no hurricane. No hurricane.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Something like that. It's time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It was a tropical storm, and it's gone. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 83 degrees Fahrenheit with humidity of 72%, giving us a heat index of 89 degrees. The dew point is 73 and the visibility is 10 miles. Even though with that big old tropical storm, we're still at 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and storms. The low will be around 75. On Tuesday, a 30% chance of afternoon showers and storms. Partly sunny with a high near 89. Then Tuesday night, 30% chance of storms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, a 60% chance of showers and storms. Then showers likely and a possible thunderstorm after 9 in the morning. Is that not the same thing? Who the hell is writing my script? Mostly cloudy with a high near 88 and heat index values reaching as high as 97 degrees. Then on Wednesday night, there will be a 30% chance of showers or storms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 78. And that's your Sciampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. Remember, folks, if you're listening to this on a recast, this forecast no longer applies. And from KMBW, Chicago Midway International Airport, it's currently partly sunny at 82 degrees. The dew point is at 59 degrees and the humidity is at 46%. The winds are out of the east at 13 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect partly cloudy libertarian views with a low around 69. East winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the evening. On Tuesday, expect a 20% chance of pee-pee showers and boom-boom thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Calm winds turning southeast around 5 miles per hour in the morning. On Wednesday, expect a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m. Partly sunny then, after, with a high near 80. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming north-northeast in the afternoon. It looks like we can expect a slight chance of rain the rest of the week and the weekend, but otherwise the temperature should be nice and the dew points low. Enjoy, Chicagoans. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Shyamba Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU and CPR News, hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support Kevin's music by visiting Incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Shyamba Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Points segment, affectionately known as the TP segment. Take it away, guys.
Yes.
Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty. How's it going, Betty? Bye, Betty.
Bye, Betty.
Stop messing with the server. You made Isa all confused.
And, you know, I don't know. Betty, she needs a tune-up. And I think we need to get Roger back. We just need to make the sacrifice.
We got to find Roger somewhere. We gotta.
You know, because it's the only way to keep the balance, and I guess.
And you know,
it creates extra chickens in the studio.
It does. It does. Because he keeps
pushing lots of leftovers.
He keeps pushing the chicken initiation button. But my question with the whole
your
Betty
question
thing
is
how is it every month when we make the payment on Betty, the invoice always says 30 payments left.
Really?
It says number of remaining payments 30, and I pay it every month, and a new invoice comes, and every time the new invoice comes, there's like only 30 payments left. I'm not quite understanding how that's all working, but
I think that's Betty's ironing function. She goes out there.
I see.
Yeah. She goes out there, opens the envelope, replaces the letter, and then reseals it.
We probably paid Betty off like years ago.
All right. She's making that rubber company really profitable here.
That's, something, yeah. Something about that.
We got to figure something out about that. But hey, what's up with this NPR story?
Yeah, no, I was just kind of doing the whole, you know, pass through, because every now and then, you know, I put NPR when I'm at home, or when I'm not home, I put NPR on in the laundry room because it scares away burglars. NPR scares away burglars. So I just go ahead, I keep it on, and I had to go to the laundry room this morning to get a fresh pair of something, undergarments. And they were talking on NPR about how it's a crisis that men are producing less, you know, less sperm, and that birth rates may be dropping. And I'm like, we're unsustainable and growing as it is. Maybe
exactly.
We don't need more people. Maybe we need less. Less is more.
I think the earth could stand a little bit less people.
Yes, it's getting a little too crowded and it's getting a little too crazy. And yeah, no, most definitely. So yeah, I was kind of, because it used to be the local community radio station that I had on in the laundry room. But it became irritating.
Was it Russia, Russia, Russia?
No, it was not Russia, Russia, Russia. But apparently that's still what's going on. I can't believe it. I had the morning news on when I was like getting ready for everything this morning. And still Russia, Russia, Russia. There's still issues. Now we have sanctions with Russia. And of course, everyone's all surprised. We put sanctions on Russia. And everyone's like, oh, they're kicking out the Russian ambassador. Well, no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, well, they're kicking out, and we're kicking out. It's just a game.
It's just a bunch of ridiculous.
Speaking of nonsense games.
Nonsense.
Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got a revolving door.
I know, right? Tell me about
it. So, you know, and don't let it hit you on the way out. Cause...
Clearly, no. Yeah.
You know, it's insanity. I mean, what's going on over there? Is it just pure incompetence? Or is it draining the swamp?
It's not draining.
Put all your enemies.
It's not draining the swamp because all you've done is you've just put more corporatists in positions in government. You know, like
true.
Sessions was
I'm sure these guys will find jobs in a heartbeat. They'll go work for some Republican think tanks.
Oh yeah, it's not like these poor people that get like laid off from McDonald's, you know. Because, believe it or not, apparently those jobs are now becoming difficult to get. But yeah, Kmart. Poor Betty.
They haven't quite replaced any of our people yet with kiosks. I haven't noticed any kiosks in the neighborhood McDonald's, so that's a good thing.
Oh, see, they're popping up all over here in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I frequent two McDonald's here in the Chicagoland area, and that's one in the Loop on Wabash. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one that I frequent that's at Milwaukee and Western. And they're modernized. In other words, they have the nice furniture and everything is clean and all that.
I see. Lovely.
Yes.
So I'm going to reach over.
Yes.
And...
Oh, yes.
Give us a little bitch a spin. So, you know, I was cleaning the cabinets the other day, and I found this can of beans that was like 6 years old. I was wondering if I should eat it or not.
Did you check the expiration on?
It rubbed off long ago.
Oh, it rubbed off.
Yeah.
With the can bulging.
So tonight's random news winner is... A Q shooter allegedly poops on his arrest warrant from Huffington Post. Oh, and it's Florida, too. Wow, that's kind of amazing.
Florida.
Demetrius, a 24-year-old Florida man, was arrested in connection with a shootout that took place at about 3 a.m. on Monday near Tropicante Nightclub, according to the Miami Herald. Demetrius had been charged with attempted first-degree murder, attempted murder of a law enforcement officer, armed robbery, obstructing a police officer, executing a search warrant, and driving with a revoked license, according to the criminal complaint. When Demetrius's paperwork was being processed, he allegedly went into the bathroom and shit all over the arrest warrant that he apparently had possession of. Yeah, right. Demetrius appeared in court the following week where he chose to represent himself and then he apparently argued with the judge. Aww. So, yeah. Yeah, so, hey, Joe. What's in the news?
For the news.
I did not update your musical choices, so they will be those from last week.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. I can do it. No, I can do it. Hold on. Give me a moment.
No problem. In the meantime, we'll just kind of chill out and listen to all the things going on in the background.
There we go. I gotcha.
Yeah, hey. So this is from our friend Ben Hooper over at UPI.com. So this is kind of apropos for your situation, potentially, but not really.
Okay.
Diners at this Chinese restaurant were filmed ignoring rising floodwaters around their table while enjoying a hot meal.
Oh, wow.
The video, filmed Thursday at a restaurant in Changchun, Jilin Province,
shows
a table of diners with their feet up on the benches of their booth enjoying a hot pot meal despite the water rushing around them. The camera pans through the restaurant showing a few other customers working to escape the rising waters. A Hong Kong man dubbed the Starbucks Uncle became a viral hero last fall when he was photographed reading his newspaper and drinking coffee in a flooded cafe. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Wow. Wow. Huh. Go figure. I guess never let a tragedy interfere with your lunch break.
No. So Frida Kahlo has had quite an impact on people, which is good. You know, we need artists to continue doing this. I think David Bowie would be probably one other example I can think of. How about you, Anthony?
The Muppets. Definitely the Muppets.
Well, according to our friend Daniel Uria from UPI, hundreds of people in Texas dressed as Mexican artist Frida Kahlo for a world record attempt in honor of her birthday that Thursday around that time. The Dallas Museum of Art hosted a Frida Fest event to celebrate Kahlo's 110th birthday as people of all ages gathered in an attempt to recreate the legendary Mexican artist's unique look to claim a Guinness World Record.
Is the artist still alive?
Oh, God, 110? No.
Okay.
Oh, God, no.
No, I didn't know.
No. I mean, her spirit is definitely popping up everywhere, but...
But herself, you know. No, okay.
No.
I didn't know if she was actually 110 or not. I'm not too familiar with Frida Kahlo.
You should look her up.
I should. So please continue.
If you have to take an art course, I'm sure she'll come up. But anyways, in order to achieve the record, all participants were required to wear a red or pink shawl and have a floral dress that went past their knees. Place at least 3 artificial flowers in their hair. Artificial flowers, mind you. And sport Kahlo's signature unibrow.
Ooh, unibrow!
It was estimated that hundreds of men, women, and children turned up to recreate the look featured in Kahlo's self-portraits, and Guinness is expected to release an official number to determine if the group set the record within a few weeks. So it probably has been announced.
Huh.
Or maybe they're going to announce it in August. I don't know.
Maybe. It's possible.
The celebration included dance and documentary presentations and a birthday cake for the attendees.
Ooh, I like birthday cake.
I know. A selection of Kahlo's work is on display at the museum as part of the special exhibit, Mexico, 1900 and 1950. Diego Rivera, Frida Kahlo, Jose Clemente Orzoco, and the Avant-Garde.
Wow. And this is in the Dallas Museum of Art. Quite exciting.
So if any of our Dallas listeners are out there, give it a try.
Yep. There you go. So, moving along.
And I'm just... I flip back to the script for a minute. We're well ahead of schedule again.
Well, so you know, you got 6 minutes. Time. We'll bullshit after this. Well, this looks like a long article from Ben Hooper, apparently.
Yeah.
You just have a funnel from Ben Hooper.
Listen, folks, I'd do this.
Apparently you do.
Oh, I'd do Ben Hooper. I'm sure I would.
Wait, ding. Hold on. I'm looking for the damn card. Hold on. Wrong one. There we go. All right.
The owner of a marijuana store in Maine is encouraging residents to help clean up their city by offering a reward. Free pot.
Free pot is always good.
Dennis Meehan, who owns the Summit Medical Marijuana Store in Gardner, with his wife, said a July 17th post offering free marijuana to anyone over 21 who participates in a community cleanup project and brings in a bag of trash went massively viral before the project began on Saturday. He said he was worried he wouldn't be able to cover enough 1 gram bags to meet demand. But the night before, I was up all night putting together the bags, smoking every other one.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I hardly slept. We had people not just from Gardner, but as far away as Bangor and Waterville and across southern Maine. It was incredible.
Walla Walla.
Meehan told WMTW-TV. He said he ended up handing out hundreds of dollars of worth of marijuana for oversized trash bags filled with garbage. He stuck with all this shit.
Wow.
That sounds like a bad deal.
Yeah, right.
Maine's recreational marijuana laws currently allow for gifting of cannabis, but a moratorium on selling the plant remains in place. Gifting marijuana is only something my family's been doing for years as caregivers. A big part of Maine's marijuana program is making medicine available to people who otherwise may not have been able to afford it. At the end of the day, it isn't about money, it's about the need. It's about the community. Meehan said he consulted with local officials and police before the giveaway and made sure those claiming their marijuana prize knew it was illegal to use in public places. I'm the kind of person who likes to keep things within the laws, Meehan told the Press Herald newspaper. I talked to people ahead of time about not using it in public. They weren't out in our town using cannabis, but they sure were at home.
So, I have a question.
Yep.
If you can gift the cannabis, isn't
in Maine,
isn't receiving garbage in exchange for cannabis not gifting? Garbage is a form of payment in which you are receiving this payment to dispense the marijuana.
Well, but the garbage has much less value than the cost of the marijuana.
I guess so. I'm surprised.
We would have to look up the cost of the waste. I'm sure there's companies that commodify waste.
2 cents.
We should look it up.
No, maybe.
How
I'm eating blueberries.
Much does an ounce of waste cost? Not weed, waste. I don't know if there's...
Wait, so was an ounce-to-ounce thing? If they brought in an ounce of garbage, they got an ounce of weed? Holy shit, he must have given away a lot of weed.
No, he was only giving away 1 gram bags.
Oh, for... So I'm sure the...
But I'm trying to find what the cost of waste is. Like, how much is waste? Like, when they come to pick it up, how much does it cost?
I don't know, I gotta pay them to come pick it up.
Right, how much?
I don't know, I pay like $120 a year.
Okay, so if you were to just think of that as an ounce, and now that's obviously way more than what you produce.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. I mean, you know, Jesus.
How much garbage do you produce, Anthony?
More than an ounce a year, I can tell you that.
Oh,
one.
I'm sure.
So
I'm sure.
And see, that includes recycling, too. And I have a lot of recycling that goes out as well.
Yes.
So I'm assuming, excuse me, I'm going to assume that it's probably worth like very, very little. Very little.
So, well, Meehan said he is looking into partnering with other marijuana businesses to expand the program statewide. I'd like to see this become a thing in every community because we love our state and would really like to see people come together. That's what we need as a state. We need unity. But you know, here's the thing. It's like you're just transferring garbage from one locale to another.
Well, but they're responsibly throwing it away, though. It's not just hanging out in the gutters or anything.
True, but
I mean, I'm hoping people didn't just go to their kitchens and grab their garbage bag and just kind of just drag it to them to get some weed that way. I'm hoping they at least cleaned up the highway or something.
Oh, so you don't want his spoiled milk and rotten tuna fish and cat poop sealed up in a plastic bag?
No, I don't. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally distorted, on-air, spelled with an F, chicken exploding 128 or 60 kilobit per second streaming experience? Well, visit Chiampa to find out how. Chiampa. Hang tight, folks. We have become disjointed and will return in 4 minutes if I can find my screwdriver, a pair of pliers, and a rubber band. That's how this card is working today, apparently. Wait, I think I found it.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
We're making on. Shibbity-doo-doo-wah. Got our aprons on. Ha-ha, ha-ha. We're making up the dough. Do-de-do. We roll, warm it up, put it in a pan. Nobody makes this just like we can. We're taking our sausage, the eggs are fresh. If you say so, ourselves. The best.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
You've got somewhere to go. Catch a fare that's low. Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Catch a money saver anywhere Greyhound goes for just $7 to $59 one way. $7 to $59. Some restrictions apply, so call or stop by for details.
Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
Sidewinder, the wheels twist behind her.
Wahoo! Try and catch me.
It's the big new Sidewinder cycle. Your parents put it together, and Sidewinder's got the stunt shifter.
Sidewinder.
With sure grip steering, super sleek styling, and a stunt shifter that can spin you into excitement.
Sidewinder, the wheels twist behind her.
Sidewinder cycle with stunt shifter. New from Tonka.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
I'm Kate Clinton, and while I can joke about the political state of our country, it's no laughing matter what Congress could do to our civil rights. An informed community is a strong community. That's why I'm inviting you to tune in to this station to hear This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello.
Hi, Q Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's Crazy Florida News next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. No,
thank God it's
really,
Monday.
Thank God. Anyway, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Avocado Day, Raspberry Cake Day, and National Mutt Day. Roger is the only mutt around here. Anyway, go grab your bunches so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Yes, take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Patty.
And hey, by the way, folks, if you want to give us a call at the studios, you can do so at 813-327-8566. And even if you're listening on a recast, you can still give us a call.
Yeah, you can leave us a voicemail.
Yep, you can leave us a voicemail.
There's an option somewhere.
Betty will take your option in there. She'll put you in.
There's an option. You can do that. Mm-hmm. All right, let me access the database here before I get started.
Accessing the database from outer space. That would be fun to access the database in outer space, weightless.
Do you think they smoke pot on the International Space Station?
I don't know.
Station?
I wonder if they do.
That's a good question.
I'm sure they've done research studies.
Maybe.
The effects
have.
Of cannabis.
The effects of cannabis in outer space, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. We were trying to get that grant for $2.
If you personally have had experience with this, give us a call now. 813-327-8566.
Yep.
Because if you're actually listening to us, then man, we're rocket scientists.
That kind of frightens me, the thought of that. Being a rocket scientist. All right. So, our first... Barvu Velant. Ooh, wine. I've been enjoying wine lately. I think I'm turning into a drunk. All right. So, our first story of the night comes from WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay and brings us our first Floridian living the Florida lifestyle. David was looking forward to getting home, unwinding, and doing a line of coke. However, when he got out to his car after work, he noticed something was wrong. David called 911 to report the robbery and informed the responding deputy that someone entered his car and took $50 and about a quarter ounce of cocaine from the center console. Yeah, 911. Someone stole coke from me.
They need a stolen coke hotline.
Stolen coke. Has your coke been stolen? Call 1-800-STOLEN-COKE or stolencoke.com. Oh my goodness.
Do not call.
Do not call us if your coke has been stolen. We are not interested in your stolen coke. All right, so the report says that the respondent deputy spotted some cocaine and a crack rock on the console and a crack pipe on the floorboard by the driver's side door. David was charged with possession of cocaine and resisting arrest without violence. He was released from jail on Tuesday. Records don't show that he has a lawyer. How do you like that? Yeah, I know, right? So don't call 911 if your shit's been stolen. If your shit's illegal, don't call 911 that it's been stolen. Just say, holy shit, my shit's been stolen. Fuck. And then you move on. Mm-hmm. You move on. You move on to
Pizza Face.
To our beauty here. Do you like the little captions underneath the picture?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on. Ooh, yeah.
Yee-haw!
Crack kills. Sometimes when you mix meth in that crack, you can find yourself in a whole lot of trouble. NBC2 from Bonita Springs brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night and tells us about a woman with a habit, a baggie, and a crack. Deputies pulled over Summer, 30, after someone reported she broke their car window. Deputies reported that a syringe and heroin were found next to Summer inside of the car. Upon further searching, deputies, that's what they found. So they got her to the jail. Yeah, hello. Deputies searched her when she had gotten to the jail and say that she grabbed a baggie full of meth out from between her ass cheeks, put it in her mouth, and started chewing.
Good Lord.
All that meth. Honey, that shit was going to kill her. Ooh. My goodness, she... Ooh.
And give her Salmonella E. coli.
I don't think the Salmonella E. coli was going to be a problem. The meth is going to kill her. You eat that much meth, it's going to kill you. Summer faces several charges that include drug possession, smuggling contraband into jail, and tampering with evidence. Summer remains in jail on $22,000 bail.
I wonder if she can get fish, goldfish at the local commissary.
Why do you want to write Summer? Is Joe interested in having a send her goldfish?
If it was Pedro, maybe.
Pedro? Maybe when Pedro comes up on the next one or something like that, we'll we'll take you there.
Okay. Ooh, sexy.
Summer's waiting for your call. The semantics of it all. It's all semantics. The Sebastian Daily brings us our final crazy Florida news story of the night. And as you can tell from the music, there's some Florida sexiness going on.
Yes.
One Tuesday morning at approximately 1:44 a.m., the Indian River County Sheriff's Office received a call about a man running naked in a Vero Beach neighborhood. Deputies were dispatched to the Vista Royale community in Vero Beach about the disturbance. Residents say the man was running around completely naked, and he was screaming and screaming. Yes, there you go. Are you screaming for the lesbians next door? Poor Joe. Poor Joe. We like Joe, but poor Joe. The studio apparently there's some lesbian commune that moved in next to the Chicago studio. Is it really a drum circle?
Yeah, it's a drum circle. Then it's a loud conversation circle after a while.
So they've actually had drum circles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate that shit. When I live, you remember I had one of them in my apartment complex. That shit stopped real quick. I started calling the police.
Well, here's the thing, though. It doesn't matter because there's a bar downstairs, too. So their music is just as loud, and it would be pointless.
You should have a fart circle.
Oh, I blast Triumph Radio.
Oh, there you go.
We got a caller.
We do have a caller.
Ooh, I wonder if the caller eats goldfish.
Well, we'll get the caller. Caller, hang on. I got to finish the Florida sexy story. So we got to wrap it up. So caller, just hang on there for a few moments. In fact, I'll probably park the caller. So anyway, Tyler, 29, was seen by several residents after they were woken up by him running around and screaming outside naked for no good reason whatsoever. Hold on, let me grab this and park it. Okay, it's parked where I hung up on the caller, one of the two. Tyler admitted to consuming alcohol. Tyler was arrested and transported to the Indian River County Jail, where he was charged with disorderly intoxication. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of this studio experience? Give us a call.
Hello.
1-3-3-2-7-8-5-6-6.
Ooh, I like green lights.
Go grab your bones, bitches. Because our two lovable
sounds like she said, go grab your buns.
Not worrying about this or that. Hold on.
Hold on.
Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion segment.
All right.
Take it away, guys.
All right. Hey, we have a caller, don't we?
Yeah, let me grab the caller here. Hold on. Hold on. Hey, caller, are you there, caller? There we go. We got the caller.
Oh, caller's relaxed.
I think it's Ezel. You know, I should join you, Ezel.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Ezel, man.
Hey, Ezel.
How you doing?
Damn ditch weed, man. That's
just
bad, man.
you gotta do man, what I'm you gotta fun. Do with.
Yeah, I know, but you know what pisses me off, man? You telling that story about Maine and that giving that shit away, man. What the hell? Why can't
for
I
garbage.
Get some of that
I know, right? For useless garbage. I'm like, Jesus Christ, just give it away anywhere. Just fuck,
I've got cat poop
cares?
And coffee grounds.
Yeah, here. Wow.
You know, it's like a feast or a famine, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You go to a place like Maine or Colorado, man, they're giving the shit away, man. And I'm stuck here in Armpit, Illinois with this goddamn ditch weed.
Right, Florida right now isn't all that much better, so, you know, it's kind of crappy here, too, in Florida.
You know, the stuff I
get
is pretty
good. Yeah, I wish they moved their asses there, man.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, what the hell's going on here? You know what? You know what pissed me off? I got a friend, and you know what? He was sick there for a while. He had some serious shit, so he's got a prescription here in the state of Illinois, you know. And he come over the other day, and man, he had this thing, man. It looked like a silver bullet cigarette, you know. And I said, "What the hell's that?"
Was it a suppository?
Man, I get that from the No, no, it wasn't a suppository, man. This thing had a blue light. I thought it was an alien spacecraft. So he says, well, when I get my script, you know, I get the script because he had, you know, he had cancer, so he gets the script, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he lit this thing up, and he didn't even light it or nothing. He just sucked on it, man, and the thing glowed blue. And, man, this was some great shit. I'm like, what the f-? Man, why can't we have shit like that on the legit? You know what I mean?
No, I know.
And you know what's crazy about it? I went to the, he told me to go to the website, you know, gov.gov website, and list all the things you can get medical marijuana for, okay?
Yeah.
But, man, I'll tell you, there ain't no shit that I got that's on that list. And I'm like, son of a bitch, I got to go somewhere to get something. My conditions, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Now, I got to ask you guys, who selects the diseases for that shit? There was something about funky fingernails or something. Did you ever hear that shit? Funky fingernails? You can get a prescription for that shit.
To smoke weed if you got funky fingernails in Illinois? Yeah, seriously? Right. Seriously?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, there's funky toenails. If you got like a half a fingernail or some shit, I don't know.
Huh. If you got a hangnail, you get some weed. Toenails. Huh? Well, there you go. See? That's what you need to ease out. Yeah. Got to mangle your fingers a little bit. Slam them in the car door a few times.
Ow.
You know, that's what I'm looking at. You know, I got me a bad knee. I got some bad news, man. My knee is all messed up.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Too much bullshit, you know, kneeling. Yeah, when I was a little boy, I was, you know, went to that Catholic church, and I kept on kneeling all the time. So now I got problems, you know. But, you know what? I'm telling you, man, there ain't nothing on that list for bad knees. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Man, they're cutting me out, man. I don't like that shit. I'm gonna call a governor. You know, next week I'm gonna call a governor live on your show.
All right.
Find his phone number. I'm gonna call him.
Awesome.
We're gonna have a live call the governor up. Yeah.
If
the conference.
If the bill is paid.
Yeah. Damn tippy, man. Well, they didn't like it at the White House when I called them that one time about my bees being comfort bees, man. You know, they still keep sending drones over my house, man. They're looking at me. They come over and they buzz me. They're just harassing me. That's all.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe
that
you should,
trifling shit. That.
Maybe you should consider that bunker.
That's right. I think so. But anyway, I got to leave you with this thing. I was watching the Food Channel a little while ago before I called you.
Food
and
channel.
They had this guy named... Oh, it was great. They had this guy, though, but this is kind of nasty. I got to tell you, because, you know, we're both pizza lovers. Well, we're all three of us are pizza lovers.
Well, yeah.
I come in. Yeah, you know good pizza, and Joe knows good pizza, and I know good pizza.
Yes.
Well, they had this dude on there. His name was Viral Patel, all right? Viral Patel, and he was making Pakistani pizza. Now, I said, you know, I've been to Florida, and, you know, it's pretty rough in Florida to find a good pizza, you know, because, you know, Chicago, New York, they're the top-notch pizza places, you know. So, but this guy was making a Pakistani pizza, man. I swear to God, that was the worst thing I ever did. I almost want to not eat pizza anymore after seeing that show, man. It was pretty rough. So, anyway.
What did he put on the pizza?
Pakistani
pizza. Yeah, what did he put on the pizza?
I don't know.
Pizza.
He had some green chips. Red shit, he put green shit on there. Oh, that was terrible. I think he put like shrimp or something. I never had a shrimp pizza. You ever have a shrimp pizza?
I don't think I ever had shrimp on a pizza.
Shrimp and cheese.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man, he ruined his pizza. I got like a phobia. Maybe, you know what? Wait a minute. Maybe I can get a prescription for phobia, pizza phobia.
Pizza you know, that might work. That might work.
Pizza phobia.
That might work. Pizza phobia. I'm going to look. All right, I got to go, man, because I got to go tend to this stuff, you know. You know what I mean? I
yes.
I got to cultivate the crops.
Make sure the crops are good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to make sure you got a criminal props, man. But anyway, I'm waiting for that 100th anniversary show. Are we going to have something live and fun and stuff? We're going to have some good stuff going on.
Yeah. Probably a little bit of what you've been getting for the past 100 episodes. But, yeah, we're going to try to spice it up a little bit somehow.
We're going to put on our special glasses for sure.
Yeah, we'll put on special glasses, and I'll drink a bottle of wine before the show instead of during the show. So then we'll see how it all unravels from there.
All right, and I'll send you. That sounds good, and I'll send you a big bag of garbage, man.
There we go.
Send me a little
okay.
All right, guys.
Bye.
We'll see you later, man. I got to go. Bye.
You know.
No.
No. What I was going to say, on one of my handy-dandy porn sites that I frequent, I see guys put on these full masks.
Wait, I got to fight. Hold on.
They put on full masks. And then the rest of their body is naked.
And is that a thing for you, Joe?
What I'm suggesting is you could GFI it, you could PG it or GFI it, GG it. Good for all family.
Audiences. Fun.
You could put on a mask and then we could do a live YouTube event.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if I want to wear a mask, but it's a thought. That seems a little ridiculous, but I'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll consider it.
Now back to our programming already in progress.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, episode 97. You have really taken it up for a notch. It's time for Two for Monday, by the way.
Two for Monday.
Yes, when Joe sees wires.
There we go.
Ooh.
Wires. Oh.
Yes.
I should have. You would have loved it. I tried to get a picture of it, but I didn't want to look too weird during my networking class earlier this week. But we passed around. She passes around different things, and she had passed around a housing for fiber, and it had it was like a trunk cable. It had like 628 fibers in it, which they're really, really tiny. They're like little hairs. They're itty bitty hairs, little tiny hairs. And it showed how it's all like connected and everything's junctioned in and all of the thing. And we passed it around. It was kind of interesting. I wanted to get a picture for you, but I couldn't. Maybe I'll try to grab a picture of it tomorrow when I'm
going
to have you, you know, but we'll see what happens. So, but so what happens when Joe sees wires?
I get excited, like we were just saying.
Clearly, yes.
Because wires to me mean connectedness. There's a connection.
I see, yes.
So, but anyways.
And you know not to cut those wires.
Yes. You know, what's your two for this evening?
How much should one pay for a hustler?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that.
Really? Do you know the going rate to hustlers in Chicago?
Well, these days it's like probably 150 to 250.
Really? Really? And that's like, was that an hour?
That's probably per hour. Maybe the 250 is like for 3 hours.
Okay. So it's under $300. I think in Tampa it's like $20.
$20?
I don't know. Maybe. You get the method on the corner.
Here's the thing, though. Maybe the 150 supplies you a basic hustler.
A basic hustler.
And you get shortchanged in the crotch department.
Clearly somebody is clearly a size queen on this show. Oh, we hit that 3 times tonight.
Yes.
Kind of surprising.
Yes, I understand everything. Oh, wow. It's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
Femme panty boys sissy looking for serious master.
My God, panty boys.
Destroy my hole. dildo my chubby tight ass, mean and hard.
Well, Joe, we're gonna have to get to your wheel next week because okay, we're at the ugly light.
That's fine. You know, but, that's fine.
All right, cool. Yeah, Craigslist can be a very entertaining form of personal ads. I've never done a Craigslist hookup, but I have read many, many of them. If you haven't, go to Craigslist, look at the men seeking men hookups. It's hilarious. Really, it's hilarious. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think I just saw one of those giant Florida roaches run down the hallway with a saddle on its back.
Ooh. So,
yeah, that might be, it might be Dick. Might Dick might be riding the cockroach. What happened?
We might need a new busboy.
I think we do. Well, we don't have a busboy. This is a radio station, not a restaurant. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyamper Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org. And radioforall.net, you can watch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, and you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable, automated personality unit, Betty. I need a drink.
No problem, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net that will hopefully be refreshed soon now that the craziness of real life has slowed down, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. And I'm not going to say that. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home far more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony, Betty has an automated pussy.
Oh my goodness, how could you say that?
So much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure to tune on your mobile, your tablet, even your silica phone, too, to our 24-hour internet radio station, Shyamper Radio. That's CHIAMPARADIO.com. We have the most current broadcast scheduled there. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/Shyamper Radio and also Twitter.com/Shyamper Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Tonight was a disjointed chicken. That's
yes,
fun.
Yes, it was.
Yes, this evening was a very disjointed chicken. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for our callers. We always appreciate callers and interacting with our fans. Yeah. So, yeah, so it's been great. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Summer is ending. Kids are going back to school soon, I think, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so kids are going back to school.
Well,
days are going to start getting shorter. Yeah. It's going to start getting colder. So, you know what? Enjoy the rest of summer while you can, because it's going to be winter soon. At least for you bitches. Not me! The only positive thing of living in Florida. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday on our way to 100. Check out our blog at www.champa.info. Remember, folks, don't ignore floodwaters while your BLT is getting free weed from a meth head's ass crack after calling 911 before you float your crack. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a T for titillating. Betty didn't say anything.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.